Back now with Day to Day. Some of the wealthiest and most powerful people in the world are now in Davos, Switzerland. That's where the World Economic Forum is taking place. And at the top of the agenda, global climate change. Sam Eaton from Marketplace joins us now. And Sam, how significant is it that climate change is there at the top of the agenda at the World Economic Forum this year?
Well, Madeline, you consider the list of participants, and it's hard to deny that this gathering, which is CEOs, academics, and world leaders, doesn't play an important role in determining future policy on climate change. About 1,400 corporate leaders are rubbing shoulders with heads of state like British Prime Minister Tony Blair. There's something like 17 sessions on climate-related issues, and organizers expect announcements on a number of climate initiatives to come out of the meetings. But I think what's even more significant is the amount of money represented at the forum. The combined market value of all the companies in attendance is about $10 trillion. That's almost a quarter of the global GDP.
Well, you say 1,400 corporate leaders are there. What are they hoping to get out of these talks?
It definitely depends on what kind of business you're in, if you're a corporation. If you're, say, a power utility like Duke Energy, you're going to be much more concerned about climate change and the regulation of CO2 emissions than, say, a computer software maker. But mostly businesses want a roadmap as to how policy responses like caps on carbon dioxide emissions will shake out so they can respond and ultimately make money off of climate change. I talked to Stanford University law professor David Victor, who's in Davos. He says if the world is really going to tackle climate change, corporations have to be on board.
What really matters in dealing with a problem is practical experience with real technologies that can reduce emissions, and that's where business comes in, because it's business that invests in these technologies, both in research and development and also ultimately in putting the technologies out in the field. And real commitments from business and real experience with new technologies is what will ultimately help us really solve the problem.
Okay, so Sam, it sounds like there's a big role for corporations, for businesses to play, but what about the government?
The government definitely has a role. Many corporate leaders say that meaningful market responses aren't going to happen until the U.S. joins the rest of the developed world and caps its CO2 emissions, something that was definitely absent from President Bush's State of the Union speech last night. And we also have to remember that corporations are still obligated to prop up their quarterly profits, and that makes it hard to plan for something like global warming, where the worst effects are still decades away. And coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll find out how two businessmen from Ghana are taking what they've learned about business in the U.S. back to Ghana.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, and that's produced by American Public Media.